So the one final paper I wanted to ask you about, which is really interesting, I know nothing about, which is localized AL amyloidosis. How often do you see it and what do we know about it?
It's not very common, but what can happen is sometimes patients most commonly come with skin lesions, or sometimes they can have lesions on the tracheobronchial tree, sinuses, and they tend to be just one area of amyloid deposit, and you biopsy it and you know that it's coming from the light chain. There may be some local plasma cell infiltration, but a vast majority of these patients don't go on to develop systemic multi-organ amyloid. So these patients can be managed very conservatively, especially, you know, if it's causing obstructive symptoms, we may do a surgery. Sometimes we just watch them. Certainly an uncommon phenomenon, but it's something we don't want to be over-treating.